Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. So I am in Proverbs chapter 3 from verse 13 downwards. We have been doing a series of teachings from the book of Proverbs on the general theme of practical kingdom living. And today we want to look at the subtitle, The Primacy and Excellence of Wisdom. The Primacy and Excellence of Wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13 says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Wisdom is talking about the kingdom word, and that one refers to the Lord Jesus. Happy is the person who finds wisdom. Now, we have to examine ourselves in the light of the word of God to find out whether we are really happy when we find wisdom. Because humans are happy for various reasons. Is wisdom part of the reasons why we are excited, we get happy? You see that on the list of things that makes us happy, that excites us, wisdom is not one of it. But today we want to see that wisdom is a primary thing that should excite us, that we should go for, that should be the source of our happiness. Not other things like money, not other things like fame and people giving you recognition. Are we happy when people give us recognition? Yes, we are. What about when we find wisdom? Are we happy about it? That is what we want to see today, that God in his priority wants us to be happy and rejoice really in wisdom. Rejoice in his kingdom word. Rejoice in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 1 that rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 3 and then verse number 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. And look at verse 3. We are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. The Bible is telling us certain things that characterizes us. Those of us who are enjoying under Jesus' work on the cross. He says that the first description is describing us. He says that we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. He is referring to spiritual circumcision, because the book of Philippi, as we are reading from, was written to Gentiles, Greeks, all right? So he says that we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit. That's a very important characteristic of us. Jesus says that a time is coming and now is when they shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And that is what the Holy Spirit is inspiring Apostle Paul to talk about. That we worship God in the Spirit. Hallelujah. In other words, we don't worship God like the other religions do. We worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. That is another characteristic of us. And have no confidence in the flesh. That is another characteristic of us. So I want us to see this happiness in finding wisdom as something that must characterize our life. We must be able to rejoice in the Lord. He didn't say rejoice in a breakthrough, or rejoice that maybe you are married, you know, or rejoice that what you are flying outside the country. You know, hallelujah. It says that rejoice in the Lord, and it's important for us to rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord, rejoice in finding wisdom or the kingdom word that is the Lord Jesus, because we can be tempted to have our joys centered on other things that even He gives, not in Himself. Hallelujah. But that is a sad commentary, because that is not how God wants us to relate with our Jesus, our precious Jesus. He wants us to rejoice in Him. Wow. That means that when we are leading our lives, we should be happy that we have Jesus. We should be happy that Jesus Christ is our life. We should be happy that we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that when you have a breakthrough, you should not be happy, but your happiness should be more in the person who gives you the breakthrough than in the breakthrough itself. You know, everybody becomes happy in the person who is happy in him. Happy in the fact that maybe he belongs to him. Everybody is happy like that. Everybody feels loved, feels appreciated. You know, when you are happy, your joy, your happiness is in the person, not in what he gives. And that is where God wants us to get to. Look at the same Philippians 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say to you, rejoice. Hallelujah. So that is where we must get to. Why is it that we must rejoice in the Lord or in the kingdom words? Why should we rejoice in the kingdom word? I'll give you one reason now. You know, there are several of them, but I want us to look at Matthew chapter 13 verse 11. Matthew chapter 13 verse 11. Over there we find a reason for rejoicing in finding wisdom. In finding wisdom. This is the wisdom of God. This is the kingdom word. Look at Matthew 13 verse 11. He says that he answered and said to them, it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Hallelujah. In other words, he's saying that some, you know, wisdom is hidden, the kingdom word is hidden, but we have been given to know the secret things about the kingdom of heaven, the hidden truths about the kingdom of heaven. That is talking about the kingdom word. We have been given the privilege to know the kingdom word. And for that reason alone, that God has graciously given to us to know the kingdom word, which is hidden, which is not easy to come by. The religious word is very easy to come by. Wow. But the kingdom word, if it is not given to you, you will not know, because it doesn't come by much learning and research. You know, it comes by revelation. It comes by God opening your eyes to see the kingdom word in the midst of the maze of the religious word. You know, the kingdom word is hidden. It's not easy to see. So when it is given to you to find wisdom or to get the kingdom word, when you get it, you must rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Because not everybody has got that privilege. Look at the same Matthew 13 verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, Jesus uses the phrase the word of the kingdom in his most important parable, I should say, in his parable of parables. Parables that he himself said, according to the book of Mark, that without understanding the parable of the sower, you can understand any other thing that he says. And in this mother of all parables, mother of all words that Jesus taught, he says that when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, that is the kingdom word, you know, and does not understand it, it means that you can hear the kingdom word and not understand it. So when it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, to know the kingdom word, you must deem yourself privileged and rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Rejoice in it and let Jesus, because the kingdom word is a person. Wisdom is a person. His name is called Jesus. Hallelujah. And because he's a person, he has got character. Every person is happy when you rejoice in him, not in what he gives. Like the little boy, who asked his father to buy him a toy. The father was on his journey. He came back and brought the toy. The little boy met the father at the gate, picked the toy, and that was it. He vanished. The father couldn't get him anywhere again. Wow. How can God's children treat him like this boy treating his father? No. The father is more precious than the gift that he can give. Because he can give you that gift 1,000 times over. But many times in our worship, in our praises, we rejoice that we have a car. We rejoice that we have a ministry. We rejoice in other things apart from the person of Jesus, the kingdom word. Hallelujah. If you go to the Holy Land, you see that if it is not given to you to know Jesus or the kingdom way, they have a religious way. They are still steeped in Judaism. They don't believe that the Messiah has come. But if you go there as a believer and you look at all the things that are clear signals, you know, clear burning testimonies to the fact that Jesus came in the flesh, and you see that these people do not believe. You see that. You understand. When we say, or Jesus said, if it is not given to you, you will not know it. That they can say it to you, but you will not understand the word of the kingdom or the kingdom word. It is the same thing. You can be a believer, but not understand the kingdom word. Your eyes must be open to it. Look at the book of Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, and then verse number 16. Luke 24 verse 16. But their eyes were restrained so that they didn't know him. Let's back up to 15 for context. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus, the kingdom word himself, drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. Wow, they didn't know the kingdom word because their eyes were restrained. And Jesus Christ, their eyes get opened. Look at verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. In other words, in the maze of the religious words, Jesus Christ expounds to these two disciples on the way to Emmaus things concerning the kingdom word that you can find in the maze of what? The religious word. He takes the Old Testament and then he opens their eyes and they see in the Old Testament, this whole thing is about Jesus. Says that he expounds in all the scriptures things concerning himself. And their reaction was that their eyes, they were opened and they saw him. Look at verse 31. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished from their sight. Hallelujah. Up till now, people who believe in Jesus, unless their eyes are really opened to the kingdom word, in all the scriptures of the Old Testament, from Genesis right down through to the end of the Bible, unless your eyes are opened, you will not really know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The same with the apostles. Look at it. Apostles who, they had done all the wonderful things. Cast out devils, healed many who were sick, anointed many people. These were people who had been with Jesus. But this time he resurrects. He dies and resurrects. And they did not understand the things concerning him. Look at verse 44. Then he said to them, Jesus said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you whilst I was still with you. These are the kingdom words. You know, Jesus is the kingdom word. What comes out of his mouth is the words of the kingdom. You know, that all things may be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me, the wisdom of God, concerning me, the kingdom word. Hallelujah. Says that, look, I was speaking them to you, but you didn't get it. So he does something. 45. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Not that they didn't comprehend the scriptures. Jewish people from the age of 5, they start to teach them the scriptures. They start to recite the Torah, to learn by heart the law of Moses. But they didn't understand anything. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. That is the kingdom word. Because it's not everybody who finds it. It's not every apostle who finds it. Hallelujah. The first apostles didn't find it until Jesus. They were believers in Jesus. They had renounced everything. They were in the ministry for Jesus, you know. I prefer to say with Jesus. He doesn't want you to do anything for him. He did it all. He said, it is finished. What can you do? Do it with me.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. So, these were renowned apostles of the Lord Himself, but they had to have their eyes opened. So when you find the kingdom word, you must rejoice in it, for the reason that it is not a common word that you have. It is not, can't you see that the kingdom word is not the word that everybody can preach? No, it's true. It's not the word that everybody can preach. Because you see, if it is not given to you, you cannot handle it. Hallelujah. But if it is given to you, you hold it, they can cut off your neck. But the word of God, because it has been given to you, He said about Mary that it cannot be taken away from her. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom where Mary was receiving at the feet of Jesus. Let's go back to the book of Proverbs. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profit of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. Hey! The Bible is saying some strange things, because it is not the way that the normal believer thinks, that wisdom is better than money. Wisdom is better than money. If we spend all our time working for money, looking for money, the Bible says that there is something that is more excellent than money, and that is wisdom. That is the kingdom word. Hallelujah. No wonder if you have it, you should rejoice. Then you will rejoice if you are given $1 million. Because money cannot buy the kingdom word. It is so precious. Wonderful. Are we excited about our Jesus? Wonderful. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. You know, this is where our value system needs to come up. In practical kingdom living, you must know where what is valuable. Jesus says something in the book of Matthew chapter 23. You know, Matthew chapter 23, He says something in verse 20. Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it. He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells on it. And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. You know, Jesus Christ was saying something very, very powerful. I think it's in verse 18. And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. For context, let's look at from 16. Woe to you, blind guides, who say whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. Whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it. Can you imagine that? What they were saying was that if you swear by the temple, it is nothing. But if you swear by the gold on the temple, it is something. Look at the value system. When it is gold or it is money, it is something to us on this earth. But the altar is nothing. Verse 17, fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it. How can believers have such a value system? That if you swear by the altar, remember in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus Christ was directly decrying religious understanding. It is religious understanding to think that the altar has less value than the gold that is on the altar. Or the gift on the altar has more value than the altar itself. So we have to look at the way our value system is. Do we value the kingdom word more than money? The Bible says that it is better than rubies. And the proceeds of the kingdom word is more than the proceeds of silver and gold. Hallelujah. I pray to God that we will come up to that point in our practical kingdom living where we will not follow what is valuable to religious people. Like these Christ and Pharisees, Jesus Christ described as blind. In other words, you guys, you can't see. You don't know even what is valuable. Money is not as valuable as the kingdom word. That's what Jesus was saying. That money is not as valuable as wisdom. But people will do everything, sacrifice everything to get money, which has less value. But they won't put in any sacrifice to understand the kingdom word. Because it has no value before them. But God is teaching us about the primacy and the excellency of wisdom. Hallelujah. Our value system must be the value system of heaven. I don't like to say in heaven the streets are made of gold, because that is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible does not teach that the streets of heaven are paved with gold. The Bible rather teaches that we believers, the church, we are the city, and describes us with precious stones, various stones, if you read the book of Revelation, among which is gold. But it's not describing heaven. It's describing the city. We are the city, the bride of Jesus. I don't have time to break that down for you. But believe me, heaven, the value system of heaven is that they take the kingdom word of God more than any other thing that you think is precious. And that must be how our value system is. Hallelujah. But you know, believers are struggling. One of the reasons why, as we go on, you understand, one of the reasons why we are struggling is that our priorities are not after the kingdom priority. We say we belong to the kingdom, right? We are seated in heavenly places, but our value, it's not like the heavenly kingdom's value. Our value is cash, money. What can wisdom do for me? Somebody says, what can the kingdom word do for me? As we go on, you understand that what? Look at the B part of 15. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Can you imagine that? All the things you may desire in this life, it cannot compare with the wisdom of God, which is the wisdom from above, which is, in other words, the kingdom word. Say that there is nothing that you can ever desire as a believer that compares with it. I want to comment on this because you see, sometimes we tend to equate other things to wisdom. You say you must have one wing here, you must have another wing here. One wing is wisdom, another wing is something else, you know. And we have the understanding that, well, because of the balance, you must have the same, you know, thing. Wisdom here and something else to balance wisdom. Bible says there is nothing that compares with the kingdom word. There is nothing. There is no prophet who has ever risen among men who can compare with the word that came from above. Because there was a word that came from beneath. All of them, great prophets, they spoke from beneath. But then God finally brought the kingdom word. He said, I am bringing my word. And the word came, became flesh in Mary's womb. And then he grew. And we saw that this word is Jesus. See, there is nothing. You can say that, well, Elijah called fire from heaven. Jesus didn't call fire from heaven. You can try and compare, you know, great people who have ever lived and all that. The Bible says there is nothing that compares with the wisdom from heaven. There is no other wisdom that compares with it. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand by this that God wants you to exalt her. Place wisdom at the right place in your life. Because wisdom is a person and wisdom is a spirit. So when you exalt her, your value system is that is the kingdom type. You know, as he is valued in heaven, that is how your value system is. I'm not talking about in your head, but practically in your life, you show that you value the wisdom from above or the kingdom word. When it is like that, wisdom, the Bible says, as we go on, you understand, he will promote you. He will promote you because he is a spirit. Hallelujah. And he's in charge of the world. Everything that was made was made by him. He is in charge. He's the possessor of heaven and earth. So all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Sometimes we speak blasphemously, even in church, because we try to compare other things to wisdom. And we try to, you know, say that wisdom is not that important in a nice way. And sometimes we leave it out. Many times we leave it out that wisdom is not that important. Could that be blasphemous? Yes. It's like bringing the kingdom word down to the level of the religious word, to the level of other virtues in the Christian life. But wisdom is excellent. The Bible says that in all things, in him are hidden the treasures of wisdom, and that in all things you have the preeminence. That means that you will be first in our value system. Hallelujah. The kingdom word, nothing compares with it. Wow. And all the things, not some of the things, all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Wonderful. Look at chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. Exalt her means that value her. Value her. Change your value system, and she will promote you. And she will bring you honor. When you embrace her, she will place on your head an ornament of grace. Why not? Because this wisdom, this kingdom word is Jesus. That is why when you exalt her, she will just give you grace. 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 Grace will decorate you. It will give you an ornament of grace. A crown of glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 said that the hidden wisdom, that's the kingdom word. Remember the mysteries of the kingdom. The hidden wisdom which God has ordained unto our glory. But you see, I said our believers struggle because we don't believe that it is ordained unto our glory. We believe that some other thing is ordained unto our glory. So you have a lot of believers flocking to places where the wisdom of God is very little, but some so-called power of God that we do not see truth with is there. They flock there. And they flock around maybe people who is it, and when they start talking, you wonder whether things are right. But so-called, I call it so-called power of God. People flock there. People esteem them. But the person who gives you this one, the wisdom, it's nothing. Because we don't value the kingdom way. We value somebody who will give you maybe the wisdom of the rulers of this world, how you can have edge over people, you know, the way the secular people do it and things like that, or the wisdom of this age, what is happening now and things like that. You see that people are all ears, but somebody who is trying to reveal to you the kingdom word, the wisdom of God, the Lord Jesus, no value. Because we do not value wisdom. We think wisdom is like, he has wisdom, me too, I can get something else. No, there is no, it's not like wisdom is one alternative to the others. It's not like that. It's not like the kingdom word, and you can have the kingdom word, me too, I can have something. No, it's not like that. The kingdom of God is the main thing. There is nothing else. The main thing. Hallelujah. So, I am teaching us to see the excellency of wisdom. I'm teaching us to see that we should give Jesus, who is wisdom, who is the kingdom word, place him where he belongs. And let us not blaspheme by equating him and trying to balance him. We can't balance him. He is in his own class. Hallelujah. Let's exalt him. When we exalt him, you will see grace come upon our lives. You will see grace come upon what we do. Hallelujah. Because he is full of it. The Bible says that if you exalt her and you love her, she will give you an ornament of grace. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16. Length of this is in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. Look at how she is decorated and loaded. Length of this is in her right hand, in her left hand, riches and honor. Wow. If we have him and we do not, we place him at his rightful place, above money, the proceeds of money, above every other thing that we can ever desire, we will see that she will have in her hand, right hand, length of this, left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are shalom, peace. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.